Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, and Anchor. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. The nations are drunk on the wine of the harlot. We are careening down the prophetic word of God as it has been revealed. As we see the nations in turmoil, we see the rage. Christian fiction conspiracy behind the conspiracies. Prophetic Christian fiction books that are prophecy driven set in America that brings you into the world we live in. The setting for both books in the Steel series is America. The hewn stones of the Lord, planned from the beginning, fulfilled in time, redemption fulfilled. Hewn stones, cut not, nor created by man, the Lord's work is perfect. Lion and Prophet Biblical Truth reveals itself as a warning to all those who take God's commandments lightly. To those who do not see the truth of judgment, one day it will bring you face to face with it. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com. Presence of Hope series at Warn Radio Classic series. To Moses, it is assured that the Lord would go with them as he had always been there before. To the Christian through Christ, we are assured that he will be with us, in us, and leading us. Deception Done in Secret, Secrets of God and Men, Part 9 on Sound the Shofar. Deceptions Done in Secret is where the power lay in winning battles. No more open warfare. It is all planned, purposeful, and dangerous. The Lord's Vineyard, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 58 on Battle Lines. The Lord's Vineyard greets us with providence, judgment, reproof, redemption, mercy, and God's overflowing love. It is here that the song was to be sung of the valley of the red of the vineyard of the red wine. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk, and Mac battles to survive the forces bent on destroying him and America. Can he save the United States? Find out by getting your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com and on our Christian books and reference resource shop. You will be able to purchase your book there. And also, while on Dana Glenn Smith, be sure to sign up for the Warn Radio newsletter. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglynsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
We're here in July. No, we're not.
The other J month. Oh, there's another one. There's three.
We are in January. We're in a J month.
Yes. And it's cold.
And we've got a few months before we get to another J month that's warm.
Yeah. We need a warm J month.
Yeah. But we got our snow. You know, I figured we had about 5 inches today. 4 or 5.
That's enough.
Yeah, and then, you know, pretty much the sidewalk and everything was all taken care of. I cleaned that and the sun came out and melted and dried it all up. But it was a beautiful afternoon. But at any rate, welcome to January, and the Republicans have the House, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of three Republicans on new committees. The Democrats were not very happy.
Oh, too bad.
Which makes it a great day. Yeah, and then, of course, I forgot which Democrats they took off. Schiff,
AOC, and was it Omar, maybe?
I don't know. At any rate, politics is politics.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
Whatever side you're on.
Yeah. And I seen down in Texas a white congresswoman was pushing a law to take away the rights of white people.
Is she black? Did you
no,
say
she's
she
a white,
white
woman? I didn't read the article because it sounded stupid. So, mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, they're down in Texas. You know, they get too much of that mesquite down there and they end up smoking it. And, you know, they go loony. So, who knows? Too much mesquite smoking down there. So at any rate, you can get online and see all the nonsense going on.
If you won't have a mind to.
You know, yeah, if you've got a mind. Do you have a mind left? Well, I don't know. I've been on social media. I better check.
Yeah.
Because people on social media are nuts.
Well, they take it to heart. They think it's serious and it's true. And, you know, they think that what they see on social media is true and they're not even getting the real side of life.
No. So it is a mess.
Yes, it is.
Well, at any rate, up front, I've got the hewn stones of the Lord. And let me do that and then we can... He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. John 1:11-13. The hewn stones of the Lord. You know, God intends to forgive us, redeem us, and make us into those hewn stones. We'll be made into the likeness of Christ. Well, the hewn stones of the Lord, planned from the beginning, fulfilled in time, redemption fulfilled. Hewn stones, cut not, nor created by man, the Lord's work is perfect. It will be completed one day in which all those hewn into the likeness of Jesus Christ, Yahshua, will be perfected by the hand of Almighty God. Now, this is not men doing it. This is God doing it. And the hewn stones actually goes back to Abraham. When Abraham created an altar unto the Lord, it was with natural uncut stones that they collected to build it. And this was very important, for to create hewn stones by laying a tool upon it to change it. And if they made an altar, they defiled the stone the minute they touch it, and thus the altar would be defiled as well. And when going up the steps of the altar, there and in the same context, you wanted to make sure that the nakedness would not be seen or discovered. Now, this rule also applied to the priests later when the law was given to the children of Israel. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift a tool up, lift up thy tool upon it, you have polluted it. You can't touch those, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you're going to worship God, you can't use anything defiled. And I think this is really, a good article, because it does teach people some little known stuff about defilement. And that also applies to the Bema seat. That's where the preacher is actually preaching from. And all these Christians and pastors that think you don't have to be holy for he is holy are going to find out a few things by the time this thing is done. And so, following the hewn stone, I actually go through into the New Testament and show you where the types are in this and how God is creating, he takes the natural of man. You know what that is? That's a sinner. Because there are no natural saints. You must be born again of the Spirit. So in order to be perfect, in order to get into the kingdom of God, you must be born again of the Spirit. You must receive the Lord. There's requirements. And so holiness is what this is about, a holiness that you can't fulfill on your own. It must be imputed unto you, and you must have the Spirit of God. So this is one of those, the hewn stones of the Lord. And I suggest that you read this. It's really interesting, and it has a lot of stuff in there that you may not have thought about before, but it gives you a lot of hope how God works in the lives of the believers and what he's trying to do. And we type it out according to this, the hewn stones. Christians are hewn through the Spirit of God, and they're created. And they're not natural after the world. They're supernatural. They're born again. So, you could look at it this way. You are that altar that God is working on. You know, your body is actually the temple of God. So when you put all this together, it's exciting to see what God is doing in your life. And you're not just some slug here going to church.
Amen.
God is creating something in you, creating you to become a son or a daughter of God, and would be one of those shiny hewn stones in the temple of God, because God is the one who created you and hewn you into the image of Christ. And so check it out on danaglennsmith.com, the hewn stones of the Lord. And there's a lot to it. I didn't even begin to it, but you will get it all. But you will be able to look at all the scriptures and follow the process. And, you know, you're going to be a new stone, the sons of God, pillars in the kingdom of God. And so, I don't know about you, Tara, but I look forward to that.
Me too. I'm thankful for his redemptive power. And he's always working in our lives to make us better.
Well, you know, and you look at how messed up everything is today. Well, and how much trouble there is. And how much persecution. Just chaos seems to be everywhere. And in America, we don't even know what truth is anymore. You know, just totally messed up.
It is.
So, yeah, and I seen something today, and I think this again was on my trip on Twitter today, which was quite something. by the way, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us. But my representative over there is Zippy Doodah Day One. He's our PhD expert over there. So
he's funny.
But at any rate, there is this woman that was told, now get this, there's a woman, she's a real woman, okay, natural, born that way, you know, and so she had posted a post of a guy with a, well, he was talking about the fake vaginas that men have because they're no longer men, now they're women with fake vaginas, are better than the natural vaginas that women have.
That's insane.
I mean, can you believe the discussion?
It's stupid.
Why would you even talk to somebody like that?
And who, what makes them think they can improve on God's creation?
Well, when you're deluded, you know, Satan can provide you plenty of delusion.
That's true.
And, you know, we've got them out there, you know. And, you know, I ain't even going to go there. They can do whatever they want to. They can be called whatever they want to. But there is going to be a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth when they stand before the Lord, that's for sure. Because they refuse to listen to truth.
It's too bad.
It is. Now we're over in Argentina. You know, and I haven't, you know, you really don't hear much news from Argentina.
No.
Well, at any rate, Christian Aid Mission is in Argentina, getting the gospel around. And they posted something on Mission Network News. .com.org. It's mnnonline.org. mnnon.
L-I.
Online.org. Mission Network News. So it's mnnonline.org. That's it.
Yeah.
And Christian Aid Mission is ChristianAidMission.org, I believe. But at any rate, to get to it, and I like to tell you that because when we go through this, we want you to visit these ministries and see what they're doing because the gospel goes out. And, you know, being a Christian, you know, you should be informed. And we find new ministries all the time. And they were having troubles in Argentina trying to reach a tribal people that nobody else would go to. Because some of these tribes have no contact or very little contact with the outside world. And matter of fact, we did a story years ago and the whole missionary team that came in by airplane were killed. Do you remember that?
Yeah. What was the name of that?
I can't remember his name, but
Beyond the Sword, Beyond Something.
Yeah. Beyond the Spear.
Yeah, Beyond the Spear.
Yeah, that's really a good movie, Beyond the Spear. But you see, somebody has to reach these people. So a native missionary in Argentina braved the jungle dangers to reach a tribal people that he feared no one else could. And see, when you have that, you have a deep calling. After several trips to proclaim Christ to villagers deep in a jungle called El Penetrable in northern Argentina's Chaco province, the tribal evangelist was the only one who had learned how to get into their hamlet. And the leader of his native ministry said he was happy and grateful because he is able to travel again on these difficult paths that only he knows, the leader said. We're returning to the area this summer to share the gospel and bring discipleship materials to a small church plant. The worker first mounted a motorcycle into a canoe to enter the jungle reserve on the Bermejo River. Negotiating river currents in a motorcycle-bearing canoe was risky. We give glory to God for the courage of our brother who keeps going and nothing stops him. After disembarking, the worker knew the path would narrow quickly. The road can only be traveled by motorcycle, the leader said. There is no possibility that a truck can enter, because it is very narrow and dangerous. We give glory to God for the courage of our brother who keeps going and nothing stops him. For 10 hours, the worker made his way through the thick foliage with wild animals around him to reach the destitute tribal people. As the name El Penetrable indicates...
El Impenetrable.
Yeah. El Impenetrable.
Yeah.
The difficulty of traveling is due to its wild and dense vegetation. It's a risk. The abundance of cacti, bushes, and animals, such as jaguars, pumas, and vipers, are a threat to those who try to walk through it. Native ethnic groups in the area eke out a precarious existence with food scarce, malnutrition widespread, and sanitary conditions poor. The needs are extreme in every way, the leader said. Our missionary knows every route and how to reach the indigenous people of this place to bring the good news of the gospel and show the love of Christ. In the course of 6 months, gospel workers led more than 100 people to eternal life in Christ. Local missionaries need donations to undertake such gospel outreach as a follow-up with new believers. With handmade benches placed beneath the trees, the congregation gathered to hear God's word. They worship Christ regardless of whether the heat or the cold hits them. Without luxuries or modern construction, our missionary preached the word of God. Many people, crying and broken, received Christ in their hearts after the message and evangelistic materials were delivered. The Lord delivered the worker from all evil and danger, and he was deeply grateful for the opportunity. We thank God for his life and ministry and his service to God and his commitment.
Amen.
And that's kind of an example of what goes on in the jungles. This was in Argentina. And of course, there's times that they need not just food, but medicine and other basic necessities. So I want to encourage you to check out Mission Network News online. And check out the Christian Aid Mission. Now, you can find them on Mission Network News. But it's, you know, when you read this and you look at it, you realize in modern, you know, society, there are still people that are living practically the way they always did, dating way back. You know, they have no refrigeration. Practically nothing like you and I would know it. And yet we're still having people that work to get back there. And that says something for for these people.
Yes, it does. Thank God for them.
Yeah, because that's what we're waiting for, you know, and that's what it's going to take. One day, one of these lone missionaries will go to the last place that needs the gospel, and then it'll be over. Because this gospel must be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come. And so one day, the gospel will be done, being preached.
That's hard to believe.
Yep. Are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Battle for the Unborn. And fight for unborn children continues in the States. And this comes to us via ChristianNewsWire.com. And Liberty Counsel press release via ChristianNewsWire.com. So this is in Boise, Idaho. And the Idaho Supreme Court ruled on January 4th or 5th, that the state constitution does not provide a fundamental right to abortion. It was a 3-2 decision. Chief Justice Richard Bevin, Justice Gregory Moeller, and Justice Robin Brody upheld three pro-life state laws, echoed the U.S. Supreme Court's reasoning for overturning Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey on June 24, 22, finding that the right to an abortion is not deeply rooted in the state's traditions and history. The court dismissed lawsuits by Planned Parenthood, Great Northwest, Hawaii, Alaska, Indiana, Kentucky, and a physician, Caitlin Gustafson, an MD, against the governor and legislative leaders in an effort to block a near-total abortion ban passed by the state legislature in 2020. A 2021 prohibition on abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, and a law passed in 2022 that allowed potential family members of the unborn child to sue for damages. And so in 2020, Idaho enacted a trigger ban that criminalized virtually all abortions in Idaho, with exceptions for reported cases of rape or incest, to be effective 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe and Casey and returned the abortion issue back to the states. And Idaho in 2021 enacted a fetal heartbeat law, which would allow certain civil actions against abortion providers who performed or attempted to perform an abortion after fetal cardiac activity could be detected, usually around 6 weeks. And Justice Robin Brody wrote the majority opinion and stated, "The Idaho Constitution does not contain an explicit right to abortion. Nevertheless, petitioners argue that certain provisions implicitly enshrine abortion as a right entitled to heightened protection from the legislative board power to regulate conduct. In other words, they contend abortion is a fundamental right. If petitioners are correct, this could place abortion alongside other fundamental rights that are expressly granted in the Idaho Constitution, such as the right to vote, the power of the people to propose laws and enact the same at the polls, independent of legislature, the voter initiative, and the power of the people to be approved or rejected at the polls any act or measure passed by the legislature. And then further court comment, "We cannot read a fundamental right to abortion into the text of the Idaho Constitution since Idaho attained statehood in 1890. The court has repeatedly and steadfastly interpreted the Idaho Constitution based on the plain and ordinary meaning of its text, as intended by those who framed and adopted the provision at issue. This is our duty as a judicial branch to sustain the law, the rule of law, not to promote our personal policy preferences. If we were to jettison that disciplined approach, even in the face of a uniquely emotional and politically divisive policy issue, the Idaho Constitution would no longer be the voice of the people of Idaho. It would be effectively replaced by the voice of a select few sitting in the court. It is undisputed that the Idaho Constitution does not contain an express right to an abortion. And then you go to South Carolina, I think good for Idaho, and you go to South Carolina, which is part of the Bible Belt, or it used to be known as the Bible Belt down south. They struck down a ban on abortion after cardiac activity is detected, ruling the restriction violates a state constitution's right to privacy. And that decision was a 3-2 decision as well, as like the Idaho. And they overturned the Carolina's Fetal and Heartbeat Protection Act, ruling that it was unreasonable restriction upon a woman's rights to privacy to prevent her from having an abortion. You know, Dana, I just think this is just crazy.
I think it's nonsense.
It's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, just because of a right to privacy, you're going to kill a life.
Yeah.
That just shows you how much we really treasure life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you look around, and of course, there is a lot of issues, biblical, you know, as well. And when you talk about killing a baby, that's killing an innocent life, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
And, you know, no matter what your rights you think are, when you kill a human life, that's blood guilt. That's killing an innocent child. And we can find the trouble with that in the law, in the Bible. Now, of course, for those who don't care about the Bible or facing God on Judgment Day, they're going to do what they want to do. And, you know, as the Satanists say, well, we worship the, you know, Satan with our abortions. So that tells you. Getting an abortion is not a good idea because it worships Satan. Make no mistake about it.
That's right.
And we kill these kids way too easy. And then, of course, there's the drag shows. There's many things we're doing to our children today. And I don't know why, and I've said this before, why societies, and more than one has done this, they begin to sacrifice their children. Literally sacrifice them to the gods, which they've done in other civilizations. And today, you know, we're sacrificing them in many ways, especially when we talk to them about the transgender stuff, drag shows, and everything else.
Yeah.
And it's about time for someone, for, you know, this country to stand up and rebuke this nation and stop this nation from being so bloody and horrifically wrong on all of its policies regarding children.
I liked what Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, said. While we celebrate victory on behalf of the unborn and women in Idaho, this tragic ruling in South Carolina is a reminder that the fight for innocent unborn life continues in the states. The people of South Carolina need to amend the Constitution to protect life. Three judges should not impose a death sentence on innocent and helpless children. Abortion is racist human genocide for profit, and Liberty Counsel will never give up in the fight to help make the womb a safe place once again. Never will they give up. That's good.
Yeah. Well, we're over talking about profane. And in this one, coming from via CBN, we're in Proverbs 6. And knowing Proverbs 6 as I do, you know, there's 6 things the Lord hates.
No, 7 it says, doesn't it?
6 things. Well, there's, you know, the thing of it is that, and you're going to find it here, haughty eyes. They referred to a proud look. This is when someone is looking down on others or overtaken by pride. And so I think the buzzer should go off here. Haughty eyes, proud look. Yeah, that's America. It's no secret in Scripture the Lord isn't a big fan of pride, as he calls his people to humility. But beyond that, every man, woman, and child is made in the image of God. So having haughty or prideful eyes is something the Lord detests. And that's true.
Yes, it is.
And so you gotta, with all these things, self-examination, repent of it, and ask the Lord to help you to live for him in the right way. Another one is a lying tongue. Dear God in heaven, does this apply to politicians? This one seems straightforward, pretty straightforward. The Lord truly dislikes lying, as he calls his followers to truth in all areas. Spouting mistruths is a violation of trust and creates a disconnect not only between people but also between offenders' hearts and the Lord. It's no surprise why God hates a lying tongue, as Scripture repeatedly speaks of the power and pertinence of truth. Yeah, you don't want to go around lying, but you know, you're only lying to yourself when, you know, we have this thing and we tell people that we tell a boy he can become a girl and a girl a boy. You know, you're lying to yourself, you know.
Yeah, that's just insane. People are nuts.
And another thing, you know, and I want to refer to that one example earlier where that woman had posted that stuff. I think it was a video about this boy that was, he looked like a boy or a young man that was transgender.
That's sad.
But see, when you're telling them that they can be a woman, they're not going to be like a real woman, because when you create the breasts in a man, they're causing the mammary glands to grow there. I mean, the men glands, you know, the male glands to grow big like a woman. But it's not like a woman. It doesn't have milk in it, and it has nothing to do with that. And so, you know, even if you have a fake whatever, you know, you're not a woman unless, you know, you were born that way. You're not a man, you know, unless you were born that way. And so we're here on a lying tongue. And we find a lot of stuff in American society and on the internet where people are lying and getting away from it. Getting away from it. Because we don't like the term lying. We don't want to say, well, you're a liar. They just argue and get mad at one another. God hates a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. Now, this is really one of the things I was talking about, because I've taught on innocent blood. And in the law, there's only one way that you can get away from having that innocent blood upon your head, and that's by the shedding of the person's blood that killed the innocent. That's the only way. And there was a further warning from the Lord saying that if you don't deal with the blood properly, then the blood will curse the land, and the land will vomit the people out. That is the original inhabitants. So we talk about the hands that shed innocent blood. That's a no-no when it comes to this. And when you look around and see how many abortions we have, and you look around and see how many murders we have in America, I mean, I've never seen so many murders. And I mean, horrific murders. Just like What is the matter with you people? Man, you have no morality, you have no sense, you have no love, you have no compassion. So, hands that shed innocent blood, America, you think you're going to get away? You're not. You need to repent and repent of that. A heart that devises wicked schemes. God hates a heart bent on tricking and harming others with wicked scams and tricks. And that's trying to, so you're trying to get something out of them. And I really think that is rampant in America too. And I think it's really rampant in the political realm. A heart that devises wicked schemes. Another one here is feet that are quick to rush into evil. You know, we're supposed to be walking, you know, in the power of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, not in the deeds of the flesh. And I think personally that in America, there are many, many people whose feet are quick to rush into evil. And that's to do evil. Not just, oh, well, here, I found it, and I couldn't help myself, uh-huh. No. That's why you need prayer, faith, and you need your Bible to guide your feet into the true way of the Lord. A false witness. Now, if we go back to the impeachments of Trump and listen to what they said there, especially it was Schiff, wasn't it? Which one lied and admitted and said he was glad?
It was Schiff, Adam yeah. Schiff.
Now see, that is a false witness, and he was on a committee on, you know, in the Senate. They didn't do anything to him for lying. So we've got a lot of liars in our Congress. We have a lot of liars.
We do.
That have been president. We have a lot of liars today in our election board, in a lot of the places today in America. People are liars, and they think they can get away with it, that it's okay as long as they don't get caught. And they get mad when you suggest that they're wicked. But make no mistake, you don't want to listen to those of us who warn you? Well, one day God will come and, you know, there's a place for people who don't listen to God and you're not going to like it. So go to Proverbs 6 and you can read this and think on it, meditate on it. And then you need to get in Ephesians and Galatians and read some of these and see what the apostle tells you about the fruits of the Spirit and walking in the Spirit instead of the flesh. You know, I go through those and I can say, yep, that's America. Yep, that's America. Yep, that's America.
Well, that's for sure.
Now, that doesn't mean no other nations are liars, okay? We're just dealing with America. We got enough with America. Okay, we're in India. India is a regular participant in these programs.
In the persecution.
Yeah. And this is via globalchristianrelief.org. You can go to globalchristianrelief.org and find out more about their ministry. But this is connected to Open Doors. And opendoors.usa is going to be their ministry of Open Doors. And Global Christian Relief is going to be their global relief organization. And I don't know why they changed all that, but I can tell you, from doing these shows in Tower Cantu, there are so many troubles around the world and people truly hurting that we need more food, more clothing, more shelter, more help for the people around the world and for their kids. because it is terrible going on. Persecution and everything. You know, so that, I don't know the reason, but that would be a good one there. So a recent report by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom warns about India. And they warned in this 2022 report that religious freedom conditions in India remain poor. Well, we know they remain poor because we report on it every week practically. The report states that all levels of the Indian government continue to promote and enforce policies and laws that target Christians and other religious minorities, and that is true. It's also true that when a Christian or a Christian family gets in trouble and the Hindus come after them, almost invariably, it's always the Christian that gets arrested in trouble. The
That's
ones
right.
who start it, the Hindus who don't like the Christians there, they get away with everything. So this is the issue we have in India, because there is no freedom for the Christians over there. And if you oppose the religious freedom conditions in India, you're going to be, you know, have people like the cops do surveillance on you. There's harassment from the community. Demolition of property. Well, most more than likely, we see a lot of groups of these Hindus coming after Christians. They burn their houses down. They'll take their food. We did stories of where they ransacked it and poured all of their food into the dust of the earth. And then when the people got back, they had to try to sift the stuff out of the dirt so they'd have something to eat. And see, a lot of times they won't even sell them anything. They won't allow them to buy anything. It's really difficult over in India.
They won't even give them relief aid.
Yeah, yeah. And so nearly 1.4 billion people in 28 states. It covers over 1 million square miles.
Wow.
And India definitely is a place where Christians are the frequent targets of extremists. Now, global Christian relief. We're not going to go into this, but in North India, Uttar Pradesh is an area that is... regularly experience violence and persecution. Madhya Pradesh, that's central India. We can just tell you central India. Another hotbed. I don't know why you have to divide them up. They're all hotbeds. The other one is central India. They put their own anti-conversion law, and a number of them did. And this, of course, affects the Christians there. They blame the Christians for just about everything. North India, another unlawful conversion of religion act. And Punjab, you probably heard of that a lot. North India, made up of only 1.5% of the population, Christians almost always find radical Hindus attacking them, going after them. And so this is India. It is... You know, it's a country filled with a lot of hatred, and but the thing of it is, there are Christians. If you become a Christian in India, the one thing they'll tell them is, you know that you may get killed for this. And the same way with a Christian becoming, a Muslim becoming a Christian in one of their nations, like in Pakistan, it almost comes with a death penalty or severe persecution. So if you think you have trouble in America, Christians, well, guess what? Your brothers and sisters around the world have it a lot worse. So pray for them. And I call on the church and the believers in America. And you need to support your brothers and sisters overseas through prayer. And also financially, if you can do it. There are a lot of organizations. And if you can't find one to give, go on over to our websites at warren-usa.com and contact us. And I'll send you a list some of ours, people that, you know, that we do on the shows and things. So pray for the brothers and sisters. Pray for them and lift them up, and also find a way to support an organization that has boots on the ground, that's a good Jesus organization that tells them about the Lord and redemption and will feed them and clothe them. So don't forget it. We're here to poke you. Don't forget your brothers and sisters. It's 2023. Don't forget. Check them out. Are you ready?
Yes. This story comes to us via missionnetworknewsonline.org, and it's Hope for the Syrian Refugee Children. It's a School of Hope empowers Syria's lost generation. And Horizon International exists to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ to the world, especially the Muslim world, by proclaiming the gospel, discipling the nations, and equipping the church. And 12 years, this is in Syria, 12 years of ongoing war leave little hope for a future in Syria. Conflict on three fronts drives destruction and instability. And Pierre Hosni of Horizon International says that nearly 6 million Syrian refugees scattered near and far have no incentive to return. Many of the people that fled had political issues with the Assad regime, he explained. And the regime has put a black X on entire tribes and entire families. So if they come back, they're going to be captured, tortured, or killed. And Lebanon houses more than a million Syrian refugees, often in dire conditions, without access to school. Refugee kids make prime targets for extremist recruiters. These refugee kids find a chance to learn at Horizon School of Hope. Best of all, each student gets to meet Jesus. And if you fill a child's head with information and teach them to read and write, they'll be driven toward a career. But if you don't, then anybody who comes along and gives them some kind of purpose, puts a machine gun in their hand and say, let's go, the kids are going to be compelled by that, because they don't have anything else. So we're at this Horizon School of Hope. Nearly 150 students in this program learn how to read and write. They also learn essential comprehension skills needed for a successful life. But best of all, each student meets Jesus. And the sponsorship makes it all possible. And you can go to Mission Network News. Oh, wait a minute. It's horizonsinternational.org. And there you can find out how you can help. And these Syrian refugee kids need a lot of ketchup. They said, we've had 12-year-olds that have never learned how to cut paper with scissors. And they've had to start first grade classes with mixed ages between 8 and 12 years old. That is really sad. And well, I'm glad they have hope. There's a picture of these children on this story, and they're beautiful little children.
Well, you know, that's one thing. The Lord said, forbid not the children to come. And we've got to take care of them. And, you know, there's been quite a few different organizations that we've run across this last year. And then we come across, like I've got another one, we're not going to get to it, we'll have to do it next week. It's food.gives. That's a Barnabas Aid project. It goes with the Barnabas Fund. And then Tower just did one earlier. And so we get a lot of these where you have an organization that has been around for a while, and they have broken off with another organization out of their belly to help the need. And so it's really important for you to pray for these needs. You know, you look at America, America's not doing good. And America needs to get straightened out. It needs to repent, because the world needs a strong America. And we need to put away the pettiness. We need to put away the godlessness. We need to repent and stop all this foolishness that we've been messing around. And the problem with America is we've been too rich, too fat, you know, and just too blessed for so long, we don't think nothing can go wrong. Well, you're wrong here, because judgment upon America has a hand already on this nation. And it's time for this nation to repent, because we need to keep this nation. It needs to keep going, because we need to get the word out. We need to help the brethren around the world. And believe you me, a lot of these organizations that are helping around the world, they're also responding to trouble in America when we have trouble. So if you destroy America and you destroy all those Christian organizations that are working out of it, you're not going to have any help. There's not going to be anybody that's flying over with help, because nobody's left anymore. So that's stop right. Taking things for advantage in America. And I'm speaking to Americans. I'm speaking to the church. It's time to wake up. It's time to repent of the sins. It's time to stop messing around. Don't mess around with the wickedness. Don't glorify wickedness. Stand against it. But at the same time, make sure you're giving prayers and finances to those organizations with boots on the ground to help the persecuted. Because how would you like to be out there with your kids with no help, no hope, no food? Well, you wouldn't. And right now, there are people that, and that's why we do this show, to cover it and show you that there are people out there risking their lives to get food and clothing to people who would die if we couldn't do that. And I think that's God's love in action.
Yes, it is. And we want to keep doing this. We want to be able to keep going and helping people.
And so this is the way to do it. So you remember, even Warren Radio, when I get on here, I don't ask you to send me any money. No, we're an advocate. I'm not advocating for you to send me nothing. But I am advocating for you to stop by our websites, read the articles, listen to the shows, and tell people about this ministry. This is the 25th year of Warren Radio. And we're not done yet by God's grace. And we thank you for listening. And so, Tower, we got a few minutes to say goodbye.
Okay, well, thank you everybody for listening. It's a pleasure to have you with us. We love you. We pray for you. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. We pray for your safety. So be careful. Be safe. Look up to the Lord. Pray for your brethren. And pray for us as we pray for you. And thank you for all you do for the King. We love you. And good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles, pick up a copy of my book. I got two books. One is Steal the Darkness, the other is The Rising. The recent one is The Rising. And you'll find that one particularly interesting, because it can give you insight into what happened in America and the principalities and powers. The Rising, by Dana Glenn Smith. Pick it up, read it, and then send me your comments. So until next time, be blessed, my friends. Take care of yourself and your children and your loved ones. Be alert, for the devil is everywhere. But Christ is our victor. And he has given us the victory over every devil and the devil himself and over the world.
Amen.
So you win through Christ.
Amen.
Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.